It was very good for North West and all counties represented, you know, and from the North West, from Donegal in particular, pretty strong representation and awards coming our way in the sense that, you know, the Ulster Council, Athletic Council, they acknowledged Brendan Boyce, of course, and they acknowledged Mark English on their Olympic exploits and their qualification, and the outstanding female athlete of the year award for her Olympic qualification as well, Tori Pena from Finn Valley. So the Olympic athletes were acknowledged. And then we had, you know, the youth athletes acknowledged, the Donegal, staying on the Donegal story, you had Brendan O'Donnell from Lifford, who had such an excellent, you know, season through the track and field season. He was acknowledged. He made the Youth Olympics, the European Youth, not the European Youth Olympics, the European Youth Championships. And at those championships, of course, Arlene Crossan from Finn Valley and Janine Boyle from Finn Valley as well. So they were also acknowledged. So that was another tier to the whole thing. And then, indeed, moving down into the younger ages, we had Joseph Gillespie, who's a young boy just out of Sheshie Neale National School, who did very, very well in both his hurdles and high jump last year at national level, both indoors and outdoors. He was acknowledged. Hannah Murray from Castlefin also acknowledged. So we had quite a good night and a very, very, very enjoyable night in Monaghan just last night. And then moving on quickly from that, of course, Letterkenny Athletic Club, they had their big do last night as well. They had their annual awards ceremony, and Sean McFadden got the Club Man of the Year, and he's very enthusiastic, and he's a good team leader there indeed. And he was rewarded last weekend with the senior cross-country team title to Letterkenny, the first time ever that has been done. So, you know, a fitting reward for Sean McFadden. And they had on stage with them, of course, Ronnie Delaney, the 1956 gold medalist, 1500 metres, making the award. So, good profile there from that point of view. So, yes, award ceremonies right now. And tomorrow we have a Remembrance 10K at Finn Valley that we expect a big, big crowd out for that. And of course, November is Remembrance Month, and people are there, and indeed families and friends come walk, jog, run, whatever, and you know, it's a special occasion. So that's tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. Check in from 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and then just staying on the roll of it all. Oisín, we're into national championships. The Donegal cross country season is over and done with, done and dusted. All that program is complete. So we're now moving into nationals from, you know, having athletes qualified through Ulsters, and that's next weekend. And the athletes, Donegal athletes, are in Dublin. So it's busy, and it's a wild time, and it's like this athletics business seems to go on and on and on through the 12 months. So that's the story right now in the background in terms of athletics. And right now, as we speak, Sarah Collins of Finn Valley is actually running, and Tara Hott in the States in Indianapolis, she's running and hoping to provide a podium spot for her college, Providence College in the US, NCAA Collegiate Finals, which is a big, big, big university national championship of the season. So within the next 30 minutes, we'll know the outcome of that as well. So, look, things happening all over the place, and, you know, awards, a race in the morning and a race in the States, and life moves on to cross-country next weekend, Oisín.